Hello, everyone watching and listening. Welcome back to the Free Radical Podcast. And this is your host, Swami Padmanabhan. I'm here today with a dear friend, Vaishnav scholar and deep, simple, sincere sadhu, Naval Kishore Shastri. Thank you so much for joining, Naval Kishoreji.
Thank you, sir.
So I'll share a few words from Sri Naval Kishore Shastri about his biography. So for those of you who do not know him, brief introduction. Naval Kishore Shastri was born in a Vaishnav Brahmin family, living in Vrindavan since his childhood. He spent many years in the ISKCON Vrindavan Gurukul. And in time, he traveled around Europe and Asia, spreading the teachings of Vaishnavism. So for those who would like to contact Naval Kishore Shastriji, here's his email. I will be sharing it at the end as well, which is Brajakatha with B of Vrindavan, Brajakatha at gmail.com. So how I always like to remind how I met my guest for the first time. And I remember in the case of you, Naval Kishoreji, we met in Vrindavan last year for the first time and only time so far. You were recommended by Krishna Chandra Prabhu from Switzerland. He suggested, really, if you go to Braj, try to meet with Naval Kishore. And I do not repent at all his recommendation. On the contrary, I'm increasing my depth of affection to him by connecting me with you. We had a very nice meeting and kata, like very organic, spontaneous, nonstop conversation for a few hours. And I will say that both of us were very inspired by that meeting, to the point of even thinking in terms of maybe in the future we can do something together, whatever Bhagavan wants. But I recall very fondly that conversation we had. In fact, I had still in my mind some of the topics we talked about, some of the things you said, and probably I may bring them today in our conversation so we can continue further expanding on that, so to say. So that said, Naval Kishoreji, I always ask my guests, what do you think we can contribute today to the world and to the Gaudiya community with our why you have chosen to be here today? What you are looking forward for our meeting today?
Sorry, we got a bit cut off. There was like a few seconds gap, which I couldn't hear the last words which were there.
Okay.
Why are we looking, basically? That's...
Yeah. Yeah. What are you looking forward in our conversation today? What you would like to contribute to the cause of Vaishnavism and so on in today's conversation?
Well, contribute is quite of a high esteemed word. I can just try to serve in whatever menial way that I can. And yeah. My only hope for myself is that, as I said earlier, that if I can serve the Vaishnavas in any menial way that I possibly can, that will be worth my existence in this world, because I do not wish more than this, and there's no purpose of my existence more than this.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for making it clear your intention, no, like some kalpa to begin with our yajna today, so to say, why we are here, what was our intention in meeting, and I personally also subscribe to that, so thank you for that. And as I told you before we started, somehow we were talking these days about what organizing our meeting and what we may talk about, and we were both of us open to whatever the conversation may take us, like it happened last year very beautifully. But somehow a theme came to my mind, which I think is a very important one in our communities, not only Gaudiya community, Vaishnav community in general, but even other spiritual brothers, spiritual circles, which is the topic of surrender or Sharanagati, which I think it's worth exploring in so many directions. So at least to kickstart our conversation, I was thinking a few words on that. Now, what's Sharanagati, at least for me, of course, and from my particular background, Sharanagati has always been presented and emphasized, and I agree with that, and like a very foundation of bhakti, like a very bedrock and inner substance from our, for our life of devotion, without which sometimes it has been described, devotion without surrender is mere application, so to say. And we can just take the external form of bhakti and do a show and a performance, who knows for which intention, but Saranagati has to do with just expressing your sankalpa and your intention for being here today. A certain inner intention to offer service, to be of service, to please a certain direction, and to offer our lives to that. So I was wondering, what if I, if you have to, if I will be asking you now this, what Saranagati is, means to you personally?
Philosophically, there can be a lot said on Saranagati.
Yeah,
and so much shastric evidences can be given on Saranagati, but Saranagati, and the prime peak shlokas of Srimad Valmiki, where Bhishan Saranagati is there, where Lord Ramachandra is saying about what is Saranagati, what then Krishna is saying, what he means, which is, which should be Saranagati, and further on. But for us who are in Braj, there is only one thing which is there, which lies in our heart. That is yatha tatha va viditha lampato mat pranana tastu saivana paraha. Whatever he wishes, whatever he desires, as he desires. This is the first lakshan of Saranagati. This is the first lakshan of one who is, who has taken shelter, or one who desires to take shelter. He cannot have any demands in his surrender. There is yathe chasi tatha guru. Krishna is saying to Arjuna, Arjuna, you do as you wish. And Arjuna is saying, Karishye vachanam tava, my lord, I will do what you wish. And this comes from both angles, which are, you need both hands to clap. Krishna himself is totally taking shelter of his, of his bhaktas. He cannot leave them for a moment. He, jahan jahan bhakt mere pag dhare, tahan dharu main haath. Krishna is saying, wherever my devotees place their feet, I place my hand beneath their soul, so that they do not even get a thorn into their foot. That is Krishna Saranagati. Whereas for the bhakta, it is that, my lord, whatever you desire, that is what only I wish to do. I do not want any, all these other things which are there to get of my, to get, remove my doshas, to remove my impediments, to get, remove my anarthas, everything of all that which is there, that's your responsibility. You, if you desire so, please do so. And if you don't desire so, I'm happy to be like this. Vritrasura, he was accepted as he is. Krishna accepted Vritrasura as he is. Ajata pakshaya matram kava stanyam yatha vatsatara kridhartha priyam priyeva vishadam vishanna maror vindakshatetva. He's accepted as he is. There is nothing that he was needed to do. And whereas great personalities which are there, they purified themselves and they attained onto that path, and then they got Krishna. So as the Lord wants, that is what a Vaishnava accepts. Whatever is our abhishta,
he reciprocates. Yeah.
As we want, that's how Sri Thakurji reciprocates. If there are some demands in Saranagati, then it is not Saranagati. Then it's still, it is not a full Saranagati. Like Arjuna, he's trying so much. He wants to surrender, but always his intellect is coming in between. It is always coming in between. And of course, it is very nice, because this is the first steps leading towards that final goal, which is there. But finally, at end, when Arjuna says, Sthitosmi katasandeha karishye vachanam tada tava, now I'm sthita. I become firm. My doubt of my mind has been dissipated. And what is the outcome of that? What is the result of that? What is the final stage of that? What siddhi has Arjuna attained? What has happened to him? What siddhi or what siddhi has Arjuna attained? He only attained one thing. That is, now he is willing to follow the instruction of Krishna as the Lord wishes. And that is a true Saranagati. He does, he simply does what his master wishes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your words, and as you mentioned, there is so much, as you have shown, so much shastra to sustain this idea of Sharanagati, what to speak of famous Anukulya Sankalpa Pratikulya Sevarjana, which basically is what you mentioned, the very first step in Sharanagati.
Start with Sharanagati, all the six lakshanas of Sharanagati.
Accept what is favorable, what is reject, what is unfavorable, and how much this is connected to Krishna's wish. And I appreciate the emphasis you made on not only the devotee's surrender to Krishna, but also Krishna's, of course, surrender to the devotee, because it's a reciprocal relationship. And it's also beautiful and charming and inspiring to our Sharanagati to witness how Bhagavan himself is so surrendered, and he's leading by example, so to say. Yat yat acharati shristasa. It's not that Bhagavan is demanding surrender, but he's not surrender himself. No, he's the first one who leads by example. So as you give this beautiful image of he's putting his hand on the feet, so that devotee, like we were thinking, okay, the gopis themselves are thinking, Krishna may be walking barefoot in the forest, he may be experiencing some pain, and we wish to offer our lives millions of times so he doesn't experience that. But Bhagavan, at the same time, in the example you gave, he's thinking in the same way, so to say, reciprocally, and surrender to the Bhakta. Sorry, you want to say something, and I was continuing talking.
It's just that whatever you see, whatever we would wish from our own end, whatever we wish, that is our wish. But then where is his wish which is there? Because ultimately he knows what is there that is needed for us to, because Sri Ramanujacharya gives this example of Sadhyopaya and Siddhopaya, which is there. That Sadhyopaya, yes, you can be like the Markato, which is there. You can be like the monkey, which is there. That is holding on. He's doing something, and he's happy that he's doing something, because as long as we carry this ego of being the doer of something, even a sadhaka, which is there, we need something. But then when that point comes where it is Siddhopaya, then the Marjar, which is there, yes, my Prabhu is, after that, whatever is being done, of course, it's not that action stop. It's not that his dealing stop. He has all responsibilities. But having all that, his only final purpose of all that is not to get any Sukritis, not to get any Punya, not to get any Prasiddhi. His only purpose is to see the Mukhollas of Sri Krishna, to see that happiness, that smiling face of Krishna. Are you happy seeing this? Are you happy? Whatever pleases you, my Lord. This, what Mahaprabhu says, yatha tathava vidhata lumpato, whatever he desires, he's my Nath in all conditions. This, what Shrimad Mahaprabhu has given, this is like the peak of Sharanagati. There is no greater image of Sharanagati that can be explained beyond this.
Yeah.
Because everything just boils down to this. Are we ready to accept whatever my Prabhu wants? That is going to be my final destination. Naraka Parme Padetva Radhika Ratini Kunya Mandali Tatra Tatra Vrajata, whatever my condition might be, but my mind, as long as it is dwelling at the lotus feet of Sri Swaminiji, I'm happy to be in hell or heaven. It is not my wish that I want to be in hell or I want to be in heaven. It's nothing of that. Whatever pleases.
And we will say that in connection to this line that you have quoted a few times already, the last verse from Shikshastakam, Krishna Daska Vraj Goswami, interestingly, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when explaining, before quoting, invoking that verse, he says this verse was spoken by Sri Radha. So, interestingly, he connects, of course, we can say many things about that, and many of our Gaudiya Acharyas have said, that's being said because Mahaprabhu, that's the end of his Leela, and he's becoming fully successful in tasting Radha Bhava and so on. That's another whole conversation. But my point is that Sri Radha is saying this verse, which, as you mentioned, is kind of the zenith of Sharanagati. Mahaprabhu is saying that, but it's mentioned that Radha spoke that. And I like to think, because Radha in herself is the ultimate form for us of Sharanagati, in the sense that also her mood, she may have a certain mood in Krishna Leela. In different Leelas, her Prabhu Bhagavan will take different forms, and she will appear as a particular Devi, Lakshmi Devi, Sita Devi, and entering into a particular mood according to the necessity of the Leela, in terms of what you are talking about, Sharanagati. In one sense, Radha doesn't have a mood of her own, but her mood is whatever is favorable, anukul for her Prabhu. So if her Prabhu is in a certain Leela that requires a certain bhav, she will enter into that bhav to serve the necessity of her Prabhu and the Leela and so on and so forth, no? Like, which is tied to the idea of Rupa Goswami describing what's Uttam Bhakti when he used the word Anukulyena, Nyavila Sita Shunyam Gyan Karmadi Navritam, Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Rutama, so, which is such an important word, which is the intention to offer myself in a favorable way to Bhagavan. And in this connection, and I wanted to ask you, which are your thoughts when I'm saying now Sharanagati, not so much as offering what we are doing to Krishna, offering the results of our actions, but offering ourselves. No? That reminds me of Sridhar Swami, the famous Bhagavad commentator, and he will mention something like that, like Sacharpita Iva Sadi, Sati Yadri Kriyeta Anatu Kritta Sati Pashtadarpita, like devotional service, bhakti must be first offered to the Lord, then performed, so to say, not performed and offered afterwards. No, like we have to be the offering, we are the offering. No, it's not that I have to offer something. When I offer something, I'm trying to offer myself through that offering, but I'm the one who is to enter the fire, so to say, the swaha. Now the grain of rice is personifying the sacrifice I have to embody by entering into that fire. So do you have any thoughts in that connection?
Because Padarth can be offered as long as one is not ready to offer his own self. Padarth is the ingredient which is there.
Yeah.
You can offer the Padarth. Kaya Vacha, Manasindriyarva, Buddhyatmana, Vam, Shruta Swahad, Kromyat Yasakalam Parasmesh, Narayanit, Sorpyami. This is done for the sadhaka. But there is one point where it comes. This Kaya is not mine. This Vacha is not mine. This Manas is not mine. What is there now that I can offer you? That's why one of the saints of Braj, Sri Hariram Vyasji, who is also famously known as Sri Vyasdasji, he says, Jahan sankalpa vikalpa hai, tahan prakash malin. There is no sankalpa here and there is no vikalpa here. Because when it comes to the sasatattva which is here, I have nothing to make sankalpa of. Mm-hmm. There is no sankalpa that is there. He is the sankalpa which is there. Whatever he desires. So when it comes to us, what is there that we are, whatever he feeds into me, that is what I can offer. That's why absolutely Sharanagati, it means, you see, as long as we are thinking we are the offerers which are there, we are the doers which are there, we will always try to make adjustment according to our ruchis which are there.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. when we totally lay ourselves upon him, give ourselves unto his hands, then as Tulsidasji says, Tohe Mohe Nate Anek Maniye Jo Bhave. There are so many relationships between you and me. You please decide what relation do you want to have? You want me to have with you. Who am I to decide? Whatever you desire. As you desire, you please decide. Because Tulsi Asharan Kripal, Charan Sharan Bhave, this Tulsidas who is there, he is only at your Sharan. He is only there taking. When Sri Navaji Maharaj is writing Bhaktamal, and at that Bhaktamal he's thinking, okay, where should I begin? Now I want to begin Bhaktamal. Which Bhakta is there that I should offer my obeisances unto first? And when he wants to do this, then immediately he becomes cautioned and he says, I do not want to commit this aparad where somebody will think, oh, he offered his obeisances to that specific Vaishnava first. That means he must be the greatest and the others must be after him. So he is praying to his domain. He is praying. And at that time he saw the Lord himself appeared in front of him. And at that time he saw actually the first bhakta which is there. It is Krishna himself. Jai Jai Meena Varaha Kamata Narahari Vali Bhamana. That's why Sri Navaji Maharaj first he sings the glories of Dashavatar which is there. Because what is the purpose of him? He is only appearing for the pleasure of his bhaktas which are there. So he's safe that, okay, I've offered my basis to great greatest bhaktas, nobody will deny that they are offering that he's offering his obeisances to the Lord, and they will accept that, yes. And from there he begins offering his obeisances to all of the other Vaishnavas. So I think for us who are in this present condition of whatever we are, for us Sharanagati simply means to slowly start accepting the will of the Lord which is there and be conscious about that will of what actually is going on in my life. Am I becoming the doer of this? Am I becoming the sankalpa maker of this? Am I bringing these desires into my mind? Or is it actually I'm allowing him to take decisions in this life?
Yeah.
When when one is able to see this in the shelter of Naam, because this only happens in the shelter of Naam. Otherwise, it is not possible.
Hmm.
When this is there with the shelter of Naam, then slowly one can see. Yes, a stage comes when he does not even know what are his doshas and when they are removed. Because actually, mm-hmm. Thakurji takes full responsibility of that.
Hmm. Yogakshemam Bahamyaham.
Yes. Sasyaham Sulabham Partha. Because for him, I become very easily accessible.
Yeah.
Sulabha, Prabhu becomes Sulabha to that person. So that's why Sri in Marasampradaya, the first pad which is sung by Sri Bhattadevacharya Maharaj, Charan Kamal ki dijiye seva sahajar sal, ghar jayo mohi janiye kero madan gopal. Madan gopal sharan teri ayo. This is the Sharangati pad which is sung. This is the first song written by Sri Bhattadevacharya Maharaj. And he says, I'm your home servant which is there. I'm not a paid servant which is there. Home servant means whatever my master wishes, that's what I'm going to do. If he wants me to sit here, I'll just sit here. You go and get an employee, you get a labor for the day, and you call him in. And from the moment he enters into your door, he's under your care. Now, it doesn't matter if he works or it doesn't work. You have to give him work. If you don't give him work, you tell him to sit down. He's paid for that sitting. Then you don't complain, but you're sitting for 6 hours. That's not his problem.
Hmm.
Because it is the master who decides what he should do, what he should not.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, so if a labor is paid, even for sitting, because that's not, because now he's employed, now he's somebody else's. And Shiva Devacharya Maharaj says, I'm yours, Prabhu. Mm-hmm. Madan Gopal, Sharan. Hey, Madan Gopal, I'm at your Sharan now.
Hmm.
And somebody who's at Sharan, the full responsibility becomes of the Sharanya which is there. It becomes his responsibility to see what he needs, what needs to be provided, what he doesn't need. Everything is on his. If he wants me to walk around with half shorts, who am I to say no? I will not walk around like that. If he wants me to walk around with a dhoti on, who am I to say I will not walk like that?
Mm-hmm.
This consciousness where it comes that yes, whatever my problems, slowly one has to, if one wants to attain the peak of Sharanagati, one has to come to this level as Arjuna is gradually coming, then yeah. Finally it.
So I think that's an important point that among, of course, many beautiful things you mentioned, one of them is, you mentioned in the beginning, in the middle, and at the end, that Sharanagati has different levels of expression, so to say. Now, it's a gradual process. Because I'm saying this because sometimes I've talked with devotees who in the beginning may understand things more in black and white terms. Like, I'm not surrendered, now I'm surrendered. And that's a problem because they think they are surrendered, and maybe they are surrendered on some level, but there is so they lose sight of the actual depth and reach of surrender. And one may think, I don't know, I got initiated, I receive a new name, I'm officially a practitioner of this tradition, I'm initiated now, I'm surrendered. But actually, I like to emphasize that Charanagati, as you're mentioning, also is a process, and you can always reach a deeper surrender. And I like especially to connect that with Srila Jiva Goswami, who in the Bhakti Sandarbha, he emphasizes that very nicely, that Charanagati or surrender is the outer expression of Shraddha, of one's faith. So one's inner faith somehow takes the shape of Charanagati in how one behaves and one conducts oneself in one's life. So if Charanagati is the outer expression of Shraddha, and Shraddha faith is something that, of course, develops gradually and it has so many levels, you cannot just say, I don't have faith, I have faith, and that's it. So if Shraddha, faith has so many levels, and Sharanagati is the outer expression of Shraddha, Sharanagati will also have so many levels of experience. And in one sense, even when we talk about full Sharanagati, that word full doesn't mean that it cannot increase in time, no? Because the nature of prema and divine love and full Sharanagati is always expanding, ever evolvingly. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami will say, at every moment Krishna becomes more beautiful. At every moment the gopis' love for him increase to serve that new beauty. And that new beauty creates more surrender, more dedication from the side of his devotees. And the two of them enter into a competition where none of them accept defeat. So in this way, we can even think in terms of Sharanagati as an ongoing process for eternity that is always growing and expanding, instead of thinking I'm surrender, he's not surrender, like in black and white terms. So I think it's a very healthy understanding to conceive these things as processes and not like a one act performance. Like I do one thing, I'm already there, but something that keeps unfolding. No, I recall Chaitanya Charitamrita, which says Diksha Kale Bhakta Kare Atma Samarpana. Like the moment of Diksha is when you made of yourself Samarpana, a full offering. So also I'm thinking, okay, that's not so easy to make of myself a full offering. So I can also think of Diksha as a process. It may begin, Diksha, the word Diksha means initiation. So there may be the initiation of the initiation, and that's a process that initiates and starts to unfold and develops, and until I reach the point of Atma Samarpana, which is another way of speaking about Sharanagati, basically. Because Anukulyena Krishna Anukulya Sankalpa Pratikulya Savarjanam Rakshishati Vishvaso Gopritve Varanam Tata Atmanikshepa Karpanye Shadvidasana. Atmanikshepa is a way of saying Atma Samarpana also. No? So, anyhow, I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, but the point of Saranagati, yes, you already mentioned, but I wanted to highlight this point of Saranagati as a process.
To give ourselves, you know, that is the point. That is what we were saying earlier, that Atmanikshepa, we give things. The difference between a karmi and a bhakta supposed to be is karmi wants from the Lord and bhakta wants the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas the karmi will offer things to the Lord, whereas the bhakta will offer himself to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we will offer whatever we have, patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, yoi, bhaktya, prechati. We will offer all that which is there. But the point is, are we offering ourselves while we are offering that to the Lord?
Yeah.
Have we offered ourselves? Mm. The point is, this is what the Lord actually wants. Lord wants us rather than whatever else. Because ultimately, the only thing which we have is ourself which is there. Meaning this Atma Nikshepa, which the Lord has given us, this Atma Surup, which is there. And as the Shiva Sutra says, Atma Nartakaha, the soul is a Nartaka, the soul is a dancer by itself, which is there. By nature, it is a Nartaka, it is a dancer. So, are we ready to be dancing for the Lord? Are we willing to become his dancer, his puppet for him, and then allow him to make us dance as he wishes? If we're ready for that, then that is the beginning of our yatra, our journey.
Yeah. I appreciate you quoted Patram Pushpam Phalantoyam, because in one sense that verse says leaf, water, fruit, but two times in that verse the word bhakti is given.
Yes.
So he says, water, leaf, whatever, but bhakti. So which basically means, as you say, offer yourself to me in bhakti, in Sharanagati.
Yeah, if we offer patram, are we ready to offer patra like how Draupadi is offering that shaka patra, which is there, that spinach leaf, which is there to Krishna? Are we ready to offer pushpa as Gajendra has offered pushpa? Are we ready to offer tears as the Brajagopis have offered tear? Mm. Are we ready to offer fruits just like Shabari has offered her fruits to the Lord? If these personalities have offered them, so that's why even when offering bhoga, these are the personalities that we think about when you're offering any bhog to Sri Thakurji. My Prabhu, what is there that I can offer you? It is only think of these bhaktas that they come into mind. Sudama comes into the mind. Sri Shabari comes into the mind. Sri Vidurji comes into my mind. Draupadi comes into my mind. Only they can offer you something which you'll be happy to accept. And when we think about these bhakta janas which are there, then Sri Prabhu honors whatever simple we might have to offer them. But ultimately what he wants is, he wants only one thing. Maam ekam sharanam braja. That you yourself offer yourself. That is the only thing Krishna does.
Yeah, I recall.
We want from the Lord and the Lord wants us. That is the only difference.
I recall Bhakti Rakakshya Dev Goswami Maharaj will make this point, like ultimately in the beginning we may be offering to the Lord a lamp, we may be offering some water in the shankha, in the conch shell, and so on. But ultimately all those elements, when we become the offering, when we offer ourselves, all those ingredients, and instead of offering a conchal with water, our own loving tears will be the water. Instead of offering a lamp, I mean, we can offer the lamp, but internally the lamp of our heart will be the actual lamp, and so on and so forth. No, in one sense, all these elements are there to remind us of what we can offer through our own body, mind, words, and our own selves. And as you mentioned, if the soul is a nartaka, is a dancer, I mean, that's because also Krishna himself declares he's a dancer to begin with. Of course, he's Natavar, he's the king of dancers, and as he says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radhikar Prema Guru Ami Shishya Nata. So the prem of Sri Radha is my guru, Krishna is saying through the pen of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. The prem of Sri Radha is my guru, and I'm a student in her dancing school. No, in other words, God himself, Bhagavan, is saying, I'm a dancing puppet in the hands of love. So again, yadyada charati shrestastatadevetarujana. Now, if our Prabhu, if the highest personality, Param Purusha, is a dancer, I mean, we are expected to follow into his footsteps, and the soul is expected to become a dancer as well as follow this, learn the steps of love and learn to dance and allow ourselves to be danced, so to say, by love. Allow love to lead the way, and that's Sharanagati, basically.
Vyasaji says, Piyako nachana sikhavat pyari man guman lakut liya thadi darpat kunj bihari Piyako nachana sikhavat pyari. Shri Pyariji is standing, teaching Lalji how to dance, and she's standing with man guman, and she has a stick in her hand, and Sri Kunjbihari is becoming scared of her. So this is a real student. This is a real Sharanagat which is there. He is wanting to become a student. He's the only difference between Bhagavan and the Jiva is Jiva wants to become God, and God wants to become ordinary human being.
And God wants to become, I didn't hear.
God wants to become an ordinary human being, and ordinary human being wants to become God. This is the constant battle which is there, you know. So once we understand what actually Rishi Prabhu wants to become, he wants to become the most ordinary which is there. Yeah? That's why constantly he's falling at the feet of his Vaishnavas. Constantly he's ready to offer his obeisances to all of his janas which are there. Who has this heart like him? Aiso ko udar jagmahi bin seva jo dravahi deen par ram saris ko nahi. So that says, who is so magnanimous like this Prabhu who is there, that without performing any seva, his heart melts towards us. There's nothing we do for him, and his heart is melting towards us. Whereas in this world, you do not get any, there is no, well, in English, there, it's a saying in English, it's not a Hindi saying, that there's no such thing as free lunch. Mm-hmm. Of course, this is an English saying. Because actually the Vedic saying is, Atithi Devoha, generally whoever comes to your door, he's your God, and first thing you should do is feed him before you think about anything else. But of course, the Western mindset goes as it is. So there's no such thing. So you don't get anything which is free. If you pay 10 rupees, you'll not get anything worth 11 rupees. You'll only get for 10. But Sri Prabhu is like that he does not want anything from us. Whatever it is there, he's ready to accept us. We have to really understand this one thing. That is, actually Krishna is ready to accept us as we are. But are we ready to give ourselves to him as we are? No, we are always there with a mask.
That's a great point. That's a very important point.
There is a saying in Urdu that I was selling mirrors in my shop, and not one customer came. But I started selling masks, and then my whole shop was gone. There's nothing left.
Wow. Huh?
Because I started selling these faces, these masks are there. Because nobody wants to see the naturality. Nobody wants to see the actuality. Always you have to put on a mask. When you put on a mask, then you are praised. Then you are known. Then you are honored, worshipped, whatever. So, but Krishna doesn't want this. He wants us simply. Apichet sudra acharo bhajate maam ananya bhag sadhureva samantarje. Prabhu is saying sadhureva. We are not ready to accept this. Whenever we see slight bit of fault in a Vaishnava, immediately make it into a forest fire. But Prabhu says, Sadhriva Samantapya. He should be considered sadhu. Who has such a heart like Sri Thakur? Who has such a heart? So yeah, to be who we are and to offer ourselves to the Lord as we are, this is the real challenge of bhakti. This is the real path of Sharanagati. That yes, Prabhu, as I am, Surdaji says, who is more degraded than me? Who is more fallen than me? Who is more crooked than me? That you have given me this birth and still I cannot attain. She probably willing to accept. Dainita is the jewel of bhakti which is there. If this is there, Sharanagati naturally happens. If this is not there, all degrees can be there of Sharanagati, but one will not be Krishna's. He will not be alone.
I recall that. Thank you so much for sharing those words. I recall when we were talking in Vrindavan last year, you were mentioning like our Adhikar. He said we don't have any Adhikar because Adhikar can also, of course, so easily become an upadhi, no? Like a false designation, something we are striving for as a mask. Again, if we want to compare upadhi with mask, since you are talking about masks, we may want to increase our Adhikar just as an indirect way of showing off, like showing like I'm something that I am actually not, and I'm thinking that Krishna will only accept me when I have this adhikar or when I have this perfection, instead of understanding he already accepted me. His love is unconditional, which is a point that I'm really identify with these last years, like to emphasize Krishna already loves you and accepts you for who you are. You don't need to make a performance to make Krishna love you, so to say, to make Krishna accept you. You don't need to make a show to be perfect, as you nicely quoted the Gita, Pichet Sudaracharo. He's saying there basically, you can be not an anacharya, not a duracharya, but a suduracharya. So to say, someone who is a very bad behavior. But if you are sincere about your bad behavior, if you are sincere about your shortcomings, you are sadhu for me. Sadhureva Samam Tabya. So for me, that's very important because that's basically the main definition that Krishna gives in the Gita. I think he uses the word sadhu 3 times. And the main time he uses this word sadhu is in this famous verse. And sometimes we think sadhu means someone who is perfect, who is totally transcendental, who is an uttam mahapaga. And Krishna is giving another definition. He's saying, you are a mess, but you are sincere. Something like that. You are a sincere mess in bhakti. That for me is enough to consider you as my sadhu. I love you. So, but for me, the great problem, and that's the conclusion I'm coming, because you mentioned Krishna is ready to accept us as we are, which is like a thunderbolt for most of us, because that makes us realize I'm not accepting that. I'm resisting that idea. I'm not accepting my, probably because I'm not accepting myself at all. So I cannot accept that someone loves me unconditionally. We have this false myth that I have to be perfect for someone to love me. I have to be ideal for, I have to put so many masks, as you mentioned, for even Krishna, for even God to love me. Well, his love is such that he's already loving you with all the shortcomings we have. So at the end of the day, I'm thinking Sharanagati boils down to self-acceptance also. Like to learn to accept ourselves being loved by God as we are. Because if not, we are not even accepting ourselves. We are not accepting who we are now, and we are being loved. So, and I like to emphasize that to devotees, who we are. Now, sometimes we can ask that question, who I am, who I am. And we can say so many things, of course, so many Shastric definitions. But a good way to reply to that question, one of many ways, is who I am someone who is being accepted by Krishna, which is real. It's not false. And it's a good place to begin with. Like, know yourself to be fully accepted by God already. So instead of fighting that, instead of putting so many masks, try to be naked in front of God, like the Bastra Harana Lila. Krishna is taking all the cloths from the gopis. He wants to see the beauty of their nakedness. And in one way, and even when the gopis are covering their intimate parts, as we know, Krishna tells, you committed offense to the Jamuna, now you have to put your two hands on top of your head and beg forgiveness for that apara. So in what sense, Samacharya have said, the nakedness, of course, besides the physical nakedness of spiritual bodies, Krishna wants to see us fully transparent, fully sincere, fully honest, fully naked. That's darshan, basically, right? Darshan is not so much to see, but to be seen and to acknowledge how I'm being seen by Bhagavan in this moment. No? He's already accepted me as I am. That's Sharanagati.
This is Kabirji says, Un pritam so ka sarmaye jine dekhi sab dehe. Why to be shy of that beloved who has seen your internal body, who has seen everything of you? What is there to be shy of? What is there to hold back from him? What is there to again put your mask, pretense? You see, Bhagavad, this is where Bhagavad begins. Dharma praujat kaitavatra parvo nirvatsaranam satam. This kaitavata and nirvatsarata, this has to somehow go away. How it goes away, that's not the point. If you cannot get rid of this, then there is only one way that you can get rid of this. Prabhu, it is yours. You please take care of this. I'm absolutely incapable. And Krishna takes the responsibility. Sakradeva prapannaya tavasmiti cha yachate abhayam sarvahute pyo tadamhetad vritamnama. This is the point. We are so egoistic that we cannot accept ourselves being incomplete, incapable. That always we have to try to give some upadhi to ourselves. Sarva upadhi vinir muktam tatvartve nirmalam. Bhakti means to become freed from upadhis. And these are also upadhis. Whatever type of upadhis these are also upadhis. And ultimately all these upadhis can only go away. And look at Savari's upadhi which is there. He's meditating inside Sri Yamunaji. It is Bhakti Maharani herself. Which is Sri Yamunaji, Namam Yamunamaham, Sakalasiddhi Hetum Mada Murari, Padapankaja Spuradamanda Vedukata. Sri Yamunaji in Vrindavan. Dham is there, Sri Yamuna Maharaniji is there, Hrith is there. But still, only the mating of two fishes which is there. Who in the history has ever fallen down seeing the fishes mate? But this is example to show that yes, when you want to become the Karta, of course, Savari Rishi is great. It is not for Savari Muni. It is for us to understand that as long as you are the Karta of anything, that simple thing which is there, it can become the great disaster for you. Whereas you can be like Ajamil which is there, who might look like the most degraded which is there. But because of the Sharanagati to the sadhus which are there, this Namashray which is there, Nam, just like Ajamil did not offer himself to Nam, Nam accepted Ajamil as he was. This is how Prabhu is. Prabhu accepts us as we are. But that can only be, Sri Brahmaji says, Garva Gatasya Padayoho, just like the child which is there in the womb, he's kicking his mother, but the mother doesn't think, okay, let this child come out and I'll take each revenge of him that when it is out. No, the mother loves the child. The more, in fact, that becomes the cause of her love, increase of her love, which is there. She feels, okay, the child is safe. He's okay. Everything's okay. Whatever it is there, however we are, Shri Prabhu embraces Jagayan Madhai. He embraces as they are. Yeah? But when it comes to the Yati, which is there, standing from Shiva's Angan and thinking of his eligibility to be able to enter into the Kirtan of Shiva Mahaprabhu, immediately Mahaprabhu stops. So it is not about Adhikar which is there. It is what is the Anadhikar that we have. That becomes our Adhikar. just like when the sheep are able to walk, then they are heard by the shepherd. He has a cane in his hand. But the sheep which cannot walk, and the lamb which is incapable, the shepherd takes it and puts it on the shoulder, and then he carries that sheep. So yes, when we are incapable, then Sri Prabhu takes all his power. Antvam sarva papebhyo. Why don't you trust these words which are there? Antvam sarva papebhyo. But no, we want to do the changes in ourselves. It is very good. Of course, the modern day society which is there, we can do it and we should do it and everything is we and I can change and I, all right, so then go on. But for bhakti, kripa se danya vijit prajayate yaya bhavet prema vishesh lakshana. Srinivas Bhagavan says, kripa se danya Bhakti Maharani can only sit in that heart where there is Danya. Otherwise, where will Kripa sit of Shri Prabhu? Kripa, we want Kripa, but we because to be have Danya, one has to be incapable. One cannot have Danya and be fully capable. It is not possible. There has to be something. Your pot has to be empty if you want it full. Otherwise, where will it be?
If you want Kripa, you have to feel Kripana to make it play a part. There's no other word. You have to feel Kripana to get Kripa. Yeah, like Sri Sanatana Goswami mentions also, between Danya, humility, Danya, and Prem, the more Prem you have, the more Danya comes. The more Danya, the more Prem comes. The two of them are cause and effect. One is related to another. No? You increase one thing and the other. And I appreciate your connection with the first line of the second verse of the Bhagavatam, the Bhashto, Nirdesh Lok of the Bhagavatam, Dharma Praito Kaita Votra Aparamon in Matsaranam Satam. Because that's very much connected with the conclusion, at least for us in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Bhagavad Gita concludes and Sharva Dharma Parityaja, that's the conclusion of the Gita, that's the end of the Gita, and that's where the Bhagavatam begins for us. Somehow or other, the two of them are saying similar things. Some Sarva Dharma Parityaja, Dharma Pravito Kaitabo, implying, and that's Saranagati, basically. This is Saranagati Shloka, so to say. And it's so tied to the point you mentioned of surrendering and being free from upadis has in part to do with this idea of I have to accept that Krishna has already accepted me as I am. If I resist that notion, that's an upadi. If I insist that that's not possible, that's an upadi, that's an anartha. And that's not bhakti, because again, as you say, bhakti is defined as sarvopadi vinir moktam. We have to be, not only, the verse doesn't say sarvopadi moktam. The verse doesn't say sarvopadi nir moktam. The verse says sarvopadi vinir moktam. So one has to be absolutely, totally, completely free from all these false designations. And again, one of the false designations is this idea of thinking, I have to have some other car for Krishna to accept me. I have to have some other car, the other car of knowing that I have no other car. That's an other car unto itself, as you mentioned. It makes me think this verse of the Bhagavatam that says, Swe Swe Dikari Janishta Saguna Parikirtita. For one to ascertain, establish what's your adhikar, that's real virtue. And we could say, well, to ascertain your adhikar means to ascertain you have no adhikar. That's real virtue. And on top of that, you have no adhikar, but Krishna loves you and accepts you fully already.
Is more useful, to have adhikar and not be accepted, or to not have adhikar and be accepted, you know? That is the point. But how are we accept? Look, the main point is, Tulsidas says, ek triya avugun bhari, ek triya gunavant, soi triya dhanya hai japir. There are two types of women which are there. One who is endowed with so many good qualities and all good qualities. And one who is just totally the opposite which is there. Now Tulsidas says, which one is greater? Of these two types of women, which one is greater? So someone obviously says, oh, this woman is endowed with so many good qualities. And he says, no. He says, that woman who her beloved loves, that is most fortunate. How will we be accepted? How he wants to accept her? You see, this is again, Sharanagati is beyond all dharma religions come aside. Sri Ramachandra says, Koti Viprabhat Lage Jahu. One who has committed, one who might have the sins of killing millions of Brahmanas which are there, billions of Brahmanas. But if he comes to my shelter, I do not look at this world. Now look at the Shastra. What the Shastra say, even if one hair of a cow enters into your belly, then how many births you have to take, and what reactions you have to go through, what purification, what vratas will you do for that? And koti vipra, billions of vipras if you have killed. But if you have taken Sharanagati of Sri Prabhu, this is his subhav. We must understand what is the subhav of Krishna. We are so, again, coming to these masks, we simply want to look at these masks which are there. But why don't you understand what is the subhav of Krishna? His subhav is, he wants us as we are. what does this as we are means? This simply means to accept that my Lord, I'm incapable of anything. You please accept me as I am.
Mm-hmm.
If you, whatever changes you want that should occur in me, so that you accept me, you please make that happen. Because you are Purna Samartha, Prabhu Sarva Samarthosi, you are totally, fully capable. What is that you cannot do? Actually, let's look at it in the larger picture. What is that Sri Krishna cannot do? To free one person like me, does it take a lot for him to do? He can create billions of universes. Does it take? No, it doesn't take anything. But am I allowing the reins in his hand or not? Arjuna gave the reins of his chariot to Krishna. Arjuna might have so many lackings, but one thing Arjuna did in his life, which was extremely honorable, that is, he gave the reins of his chariot to Krishna. And then he orders, Ratham Stapam Hechota, you please take my chariot to the center. Now then Krishna can guide us. But if we want to keep the reins in our hand of not having Adhikar or wanting to build up Adhikar and having this and having that, then we are not allowing the reins to go in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Let Parthasarthi handle this, chariot which is
there. Ahankara vibhudatma kartaha mithi manjate basically. Yeah, I remember we were talking about that also last year, the importance of surrendering, of surrender, Sharanagati, in the context of leaving this sense of being the karta, so to say, being the doer, and being able to feel ourselves one with our Ishtadev, one. No? Because again, we in one sense, we are not doing bhakti. I'm not the doer of bhakti. I'm not like the main character performing bhakti, but we could say I'm being done by bhakti. It's not that I'm doing bhakti, no? Because if not, we can so easily retain our ahankar while performing seva. And so that still is not the Sudha Bhakti, the purest conception of that. And and yeah, basically we have to, as you say, you know, our choice. I remember we talk about that. Our choices, what we can choose in our will, is not to put opposition to how Krishna, how Bhagavan wants to approach us, how Bhagavan wants to relate to us, how he wants to live his life through our lives, so to say, if you want to put it somehow or other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in connection to Saranagati, it's still connected to Saranagati, now shortly, but I'm thinking about also something we talked last year. I don't remember if it was in terms of Saranagati, but I think so. That one aspect of Saranagati also we can connect it with death, with leaving this body. And somehow I remember we were talking and you mentioned something like the importance of preparing our life for death, so to say. No? Because like we try to offer our life to Krishna, we should be able to offer our death to Krishna, so to say, our leaving this body. And if we do so, if we prepare our life for death, Krishna as death personified, so to say, coming to our lives, he will respect that preparation that we make through our lives, so to say. So how are you preparing for death, Naval Kishorji? Share with us, enlighten the audience, how we should prepare for death. Because
people ask me, why do you, what is your purpose of living in Vrindavan, or what is your reason of being in Vrindavan? Then only simple thing, I'm not doing bhajan. Let me make that very clear. There's no bhajan or sadhana I can do. My only desire is, and my only prayer is, that my only wish is, I die here, that's all. And that's my only preparation which is there. That let me be anywhere else. It is like Prabhupada said this once. He says, I want my death to be glorious.
Uh-huh.
And glorious doesn't mean that when I die there are 20,000 people behind the parade, or 100,000 people in the parade to the crematorium. Glorious means that yes, has this life ended? Like Kabirji says, "Marne se sab jag dare, mere man anand. Kam mariyo kam bhetyo, puran paramanand." The entire world, it is scared of dying, but the moment I hear about death, there is great anand in my heart, because the moment I leave, I know I'm going to unite with my beloved.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a moment of unity which is there. That is when this barrier which is there, that has this span which has been given to us, of 20, 80, 90 years, whatever it is, whatever one has. As I said before, it is to be that okay, I got one more year of my life has lessened, that it is gone. But I since last some time, it has come, actually it becomes a part of joy in my life, that okay, every day which passes, oh, now it is getting closer to my home. I'm getting closer to my home. It is just bringing me more closer. 1 year, okay, one year less now. Only so much little bit of time is left for me to attain, to reach my home. And this, when this is there, and I don't know, as I earlier also shared with you, that I don't have that much of dhairya to say that I'm willing for a next life. So whatever it is, I know my Thakurji will accept me as I am, and it will happen in this very lifetime.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for reminding me of that private conversation we had also.
No, and Sri Krishnananji Maharaj, who was one of the great saints of Braj, he used to say, if me and Brahma, we both sat down together to perform austerities, to please the Lord, who would the Lord become first pleased with? And then Krishnananji says, of course, it will be me that he'll be first pleased with. And people were like shocked. He said, what do you mean? He says, yes, because if Brahmaji closes his eyes, he will not even open his eyes for millions of years which are there. Hmm. But me, the Lord knows this guy cannot even do it for 1 second which is there. Then he says, I have to somehow retain him. You know, I have to come to him. Otherwise, there's no hope for this fellow. So yes, those who have sadhana adhikar, those who have sadhana bal, they can think, okay, it can maybe take them 10 lives, 100 times, 100 lives, or whatever time. They know that, okay, with their bal, they can attain it. But somebody who has no hope, I mean, what hope? It will not make any difference that, okay, if it's going to be not in this life, then I don't think it's going to be in any other life, because there is not going to be any change in me in any way which is there. Absolutely, if it is to happen, it is to happen by Kripa Shakti. Mm. There is nothing else which can allow anything to happen.
Yeah, for me, this is interesting, because sometimes the topic comes about what's the connection between effort, personal effort, and kripa and grace. No, do I have to make effort? Because I've seen all these different ideas. The devotees like thinking sometimes, okay, I have to make effort, and Krishna will give me his grace according to my effort. But of course, if that happens, that's not mercy. That's like justice. I'm deserving, no? So many times still we hold on these upadis or of deserving. Like, it depends on my effort, on my capacity, on my adhikar, and Krishna will bless me according to my capacity. And that's not how it works, no? But nonetheless, grace is there. Grace is already coming, but sometimes we may not appreciate the grace, the kripa. We may be like distracted, looking somewhere else. And sometimes the main effort we have to make is to be, as you say, to realize I have no adhikar, I'm humble, I'm destitute, I'm hopeless. That requires an effort, because for the hankar and for our situation, that's not an easy pill to swallow. It demands, I mean, Sharanagati is this, and Sharanagati is an effort, internal effort, to enter into this space of surrender and realize that Kripa is already coming, and I will see it and I will accept it, and I will realize, as you mentioned, Krishna is already accepting me. But in order to see that grace, to catch that grace, first I have to do this effort of entering into this space of humility and Sharanagati. So that's for me like the connection between grace and effort. We have to make some effort to appreciate the grace that is already there, and the main effort is to realize my lack of adhikar and my need for mercy, which again requires some inner work to get there, so to say, right? But we also need Kripa to do that. Yeah, sorry.
Shri Vallabhacharya says, Raja Chitai Rani Bhai. If the sweeper lady which is there, she's sweeping the street, and if whatever sadhan, she's a sweeper lady, and whatever sadhan she does, will she ever be able to become the queen? Whatever she can possibly do. But Shri Vallabhacharya says, if the king looks at her, just the king looking at her gives her the adhikar to become the queen which is there. So it is the king's glance which is there. But for the king's glance to be upon us, at least we have to be sweeping in that area where at least the king's glance can fall towards us. You know, yeah. So at least being in that surrounding
Yeah, that reminds me
that's
of...
Pratapadudra
Maharaj sweeping, no? The king of Puri, he wanted to have darshan of Mahaprabhu, and he tried so many ways. And Mahaprabhu was like, no, he should be shy. I won't go to the kingdom. But when he's sweeping in Ratha Yatra for Sri Jagannath, Mahaprabhu was specially attracted to him.
Yes, so that this is at least we should sweep his courtyard, which is there. Yeah? Mm. Margini Shyam, is saying that may I become a sweeper in the courtyard of Sri Swaminiji. At least be around that area which is there. If you go and knock at somebody's door every day, at least once the person will open the door which is there. Sri Chakraji, he wrote a very beautiful book which is called Krishna Ka Subhav, Shyam Ka Subhav, which means the nature of Krishna. He says, if you think you don't have anything to do with Krishna, you don't have anything to do with God, he says you're totally free to decide. But then you got no right to complain about your life, about whatever is happening in your life. Mm-hmm. Because then you are the doer of everything which is there in your life. But if you accept that, Prabhu, you are my only shelter which is there, Sri Thakurji makes sure that you get the sangh that is needed for you. You get the sanskar that is needed for you. You get the ability that is needed for you. You get the surrounding that is needed for you, the parvesh which is needed, whatever is needed for you. Sri Ramanujacharya says, Prabhu himself becomes the sadhan for the bhakta. There is no separate sadhan that the bhakta is performing. Prabhu himself arranges for all the sadhan. He becomes, like so many Vaishnavas we have seen, whatever they could not complete at last, Sri Thakur is completing it. Surdaji wanted to write 1,25,000 poems for Sri Thakurji. He passed away after writing 1 lakh. Sri Thakurji completed 25,000. Sri Jayadeva Goswami, what he could not complete, Sri Thakurji is completing that.
I was thinking about that. Dehi Pada Palavan Udharam.
Yes, Pada Palavan Udharam. Whatever Bhakta cannot do, Sri Prabhu is doing that anyway for him. So why not accept that he will do whatever is necessary, at least be at his shelter. But as long as we want to have this power, then he's the most hesitant, the most shy person is Krishna. He'll never intervene in our life as long as we don't give the reins in his hand.
Hmm. Yeah, and that's also part of his humility and his love. He doesn't want to force anything. He wants to keep it voluntary. He wants to see our voluntary choice and decision, because that's what love is about. If there's no decision, there's no love, basically.
And that's what Krishna is saying to Arjuna. Abhyasena to kaunteya vairagyena chikrite. Arjuna, you do abhyas of this. You practice this. Mm-hmm. Krishna does not say, okay, I'll do everything and don't worry about everything. And you just said, no, abhyasena to kaunteya. Krishna says, if you practice, it will happen. Why it will not happen? Mm-hmm. So at least you can practice this internally. You see, there are many sadhans which you do externally, but there is something which you have to do internally also. And many things which you do externally, we get so carried away that actually we forget what is internally to be done.
Yeah.
And the changes are to happen internally. It's not externally which is to happen.
Yeah. And Sharanagati is this internal spirit that you're talking about for me. Externally, as you say, we can engage in endless angas of bhakti, archana, padasevanam, shravanam, kirtanam, I mean, an endless list. But Sharanagati has to be the inner spirit that gives impact and meaning. I recall Srila Siddhar Maharaj will say, your business will only be to adhere to Sharanagati to the most intense degree possible. That's basically our dharma. Like, embrace Sharanagati in the highest degree possible. That's what you have to do, and trust that Prabhu will do the rest, basically. That's your business, and part of your business is to trust that Krishna is doing his business, which will be to protect, to provide, as you mentioned, to give whatever we need. But our business is to trust that Krishna will do his part also. And that's sometimes why we fail in Sharanagati, because maybe we don't have enough faith, enough trust. And that's why Sharanagati is connected with Shraddha, with faith. Because in order to give ourselves and to surrender, we need some faith that Krishna will protect me, like the definition of Shraddha that Krishna das Kaviraj Goswami says, Shraddha sabde vishvas kahe sudrida nishchoy Krishna kaile sarva karma kritahai, like, to trust that by giving myself to Krishna, I don't need to do anything else, basically. That's Shraddha, he will say. That's our definition of Shraddha in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. that by surrendering, by embracing Sharanagati, there's nothing else I need to do. Whatever else I may need, that will come as a natural result of that. So, yeah, we need to trust that.
We can water the plant, but Tulsidas says, dhire dhire re mana dhire sab kuch hoy mali sinche so ghada paritva. Your duty is to water the plant, but when the fruits are to come, that's not in your hand. The fruits will come when they are to come. Yes, whatever. That's why earlier, as we said, the bhakta does everything which is there, but whatever the bhakta does, he will do his satkarmas, he will do his responsibility which is there, but the purpose of everything which is there, it is only to see the mukhollas of Krishna. It is only to see that smile on the face of Krishna, because that is his agya, and that's why I'm only following his agya. That is that song which is there. Tasmat shastra pramanamte, whatever injunctions he has given in the shastras, I only do that not because of myself, but because he is happy about it. And this is the bhakti, that he does whatever he desires. That is all.
So Nawal Kishorji, I remember just in our conversation last year in Vrindavan, almost at the end of our conversation, since that was the conclusion of our conversation last year, maybe this can be the conclusion of our conversation today as well. I know it's quite late there in India, so I don't want to kidnap you more time. Although I feel we could continue talking for eternity. Katayantas chamam nityam. But I remember you were asking this question, like, not to me in general, but I took it for me, like, okay, this is coming for me. For some reason, Krishna is speaking through you that day. And you were mostly on this simple point, and it's very connected to Sharanagati. Like, okay, we have to decide, what do we want in our life? Like, what do I want with my life? Do I want fame? Do I want position? Do I want to acquire Sukriti, to receive all of those things, fame, position, and so on? Or do I want Sharanagati? Do I want bhajan? Do I want an inner life, a relationship with God? So, I mean, you don't need to reply anything to the question. I'm saying that, but I'm sharing these words to also to leave all the guests, all the people who's listening to that, to ask yourself this question, like, what do we want in our life? And what decision have you taken, and which steps we are taking in that direction? But maybe you can share a few reflections to conclude in this connection. What do we want?
It is only we who know, and we can answer this question to ourselves. What is it that, again, masks are sold very fast, but mirrors lie in the shop which is there. Because mirrors show who you are, and masks the others see, or others imagine what you are, or what you want to show what you are. Actually, we can know what is it. Again, the point is, according to your desire, will the purpose of your desire also come? Whatever you desire, that will be the purpose of your desire also. It is that, yes, I want to become, like many, I've heard many say, oh no, I just want to come back again, start fresh, or I know next life what it will be. I even hear many people say, I'm not interested in going back to the spiritual. That's not my, I'm happy being here, you know. And of course, you see many nowadays, these YouTubes and social media, many people want to come back as dogs, you know. They say, oh my, now I'm so happy, like, I just wish I could be my dog. And they don't even know, they start acting like dogs. Okay. Yeah, they start dressing like dogs. They start, so many things are happening. But ultimately, we have to know what is it that we want in life. And again, what can I say about myself? I simply can, there's nothing I want in my life. There's nothing. There is only one thing which is there, that you please keep what you think will be eligible or what will allow me to attain you, and you please remove what is hindrance in attaining you, and you do as you wish. At this moment of my life, I'm just, of course, it's not that I'm freed from desires or anything. They are, of course, always there. There's a thunderstorm of desires which is there. But one thing, by Thakurji's grace, it is, please do not fulfill any of these desires. That is, if they are there, there is no liability for you to fulfill this. Please remember, that I can cry as much as I want, but do not fulfill them. Yes, one thing that is there, whatever it takes, please do not let me come back again in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I want to go anywhere else. I only want to be in your shelter. I only mm-hmm. want to be in your service, that's all. And I only want to serve you where you are with my Swamiji. That's all my desire is. I don't mm-hmm. want anything else. So this is, of course, from all the other layers which are there. And he knows how that's going to happen. I don't even think about how it's going to happen. I don't even mathematize this. I don't mm-hmm. even try to summarize this or solve this question for me, you know. I leave it, but that's what it is. And it is at the lotus feet of my Prabhu, and he decides whatever it is.
Okay.
If he wants me with these faults, he'll take me. If he wants and something better for me, he will do that whenever it is needed.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll wait.
Thank you so much, Nawal Kishorji. I really appreciate your company, your friendship, your inspiration. And before we conclude our meeting, I don't know if there's anything else you may like to share with our audience, some final thoughts, conclusions regarding what we have been talking today.
I'm so happy and grateful that you have given me this opportunity. And yes, I humbly pray to all of the audience which is there, please forgive me if there is anything I've said that might have been an error, and I just spoke out spontaneously. I'm not at all, I did not plan anything, or that is not a scholarly lecture or anything, or a scholarly conversation or anything. I simply said, so obviously there might have been something which are just illogical probably and did not make sense, so please pardon me for that. And I hope that you all come to this conclusion that let's make this as our last life in this world. Mm-hmm. Because there's nothing really going to be better in next life. Believe me, you know, the world is not going to change. The surround is not going to change. You'll not have better satsang coming in 100 years. Whatever it is there now, take this advantage and pray to Sri Thakurji, because he's fully capable of doing what we can impossibly not even imagine. So he can make all that happen if we desire so. Let's pray for this desire that Prabhu, can it not be this, that this is my last life and separating from you and I come to you? And what is it that he is Bhaktavan Chakalpataru? He will not fulfill this desire if this is truly our desire. He will really not fulfill this. You think the Lord is so hard-hearted that you're not eligible, perform some sadhana, do some sukriti, you have taken birth in the wrong place, you don't have the sadhikar. You think he's not a businessman. He's not a businessman. He's not calculative like we are. That, oh, if I've done this, then I'll get this. And if I don't do this, I don't get this. No, he's not like. Sri Chakraji, he again writes in his book, he says, look, this son of Nanda Maharaj who is there, he's very simple. He's a simple cowherd boy which is there. He does not know how to read and write. So do not spoil him with your calculative mind and try to teach him what math is, you know, and that how he should deal in his math. No, somebody goes and offers one flower to him and the Lord walks behind him and gives himself to that person, you know. So that's just him. He's very simple. Do not spoil him. Do not contaminate him with your contaminations of this business, selfish, commercial, complicated mind.
Yeah, yeah.
So with
thank
these
you.
Words,
yeah, like that reminds me of Prahlad Maharaj when he's saying to Bhagavan, I'm not a Barnik, I'm not a businessman myself. Yeah. I don't want to anything my service to you. So you are not a businessman, so I don't want the business. I don't want to be a businessman either. And as you say, Krishna is not a very good mathematician. He's not so much into calculation. So we should also try to approach him from a simple sharalata. We have to simplify. We have to become simple-hearted like he is. And talk to him, relate to him on those terms that he is. So
yeah, just these three words, which if we can remember, that is the saralta, sabalata, and sajalata. That saralta, which is there of the Lord, which is there.
If we please translate those three words for the audience. Yes.
What saralta? Saralta, the simplicity which is there. If you want to see that simplicity, you look at the form of Sri Raghavendra. What is simplicity? that he can be surrounded by monkeys and say that I'm eternally indebted to these monkeys. Sabalata, which is Sri Krishna, which is there, that he can with command say, Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshishyami. Who is ready to take that responsibility? And Sajalata, which is Shrimad Mahaprabhu. Nainam Galadasudharya Vadram Gadagadarujagara. So these three forms, Saralta, Sabalata, and Sajalata, let them sit down in our heart, and then you see the change that happens. Because this Shadbhuj can bring the Shad Bhakti, Shadvidha Bhakti Lakshanam, the Shadangas of Bhakti, which is there, this the Shadbhuj can bring into our heart. If we simply give ourselves in the hands of the Lord, He can make this miracle happen. Yes, it is a miracle that people like us, who's totally hopeless and absolutely there is no hope, that they want to attain Krishna in this very lifetime. This is, of course, the most out of imagination thing. But yes, taking shelter of the Lord, this Shadbhuj is a Mahaprabhu, that yes, where Sri Nityananda Prabhu breaks the danda of Sri Mahaprabhu, he says, now it is time for you to embrace. Because if one hand is blocked, then you cannot embrace with both hands. So now it is the time to accept one as he is, and to please take them into your shelter. So yes, these Shadangas are dependent on the Shadangas. These two arms of Sri Ramachandra, these two arms of Sri Krishna, Madhura Adipati, Rakalam Madhuram, and these Audarya Bahu, which is there, Ajahn Ulambita Bajo, Kanaka Avadato, when these arms embrace, then which Jagai Madai will not attain the Lord? And yes, if they can attain, then we can also attain.
Jai. Sri Sadbhuj ki jai. And thank you for the Asirbad. We concluded on the high note of the blessing you have given us. So thank you so much again. And I will share again the contact of Nawal Kishore Shastriji for those who connected after the beginning and would like to contact with him. Here it is. It's Brajakatha with V of Vrindavan, brajakatha@gmail.com. So thank you so much again, Nawal Kishoreji. And for those who are connected, we will be having our next episode in 2 weeks, like we are doing often now. So again, thank you so much. Hope you have a very blessed rest of the day over there in Vrindavan, Nawal Kishoreji. Thank you so much for being there present as usual.
Hare Krishna.